Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Nun Vav. That's awfully dangerous. The penultimate daf on Shabbat. And we got up to the bottom of Kuf Nun Hei Omid Beit, Tanur Rabbanan. We were in the middle yesterday of discussing the Machlokas with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan as to whether you would be chayev just for putting in water or kemach into water, vice versa, whether that itself would be sufficient to be mechayev you, according to Rabbanan. It was. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda held that it's not. So we came to discuss the Gibel, even of Mursa. Yesterday we didn't realize that actually Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda goes out much more on a limb than we thought. Because we said even when you're talking about Mursa for an animal, which really doesn't, there's no way to make an actual dough out of it. It's just, it falls apart. Because it's just tough material. It doesn't absorb water. That's the bran, basically. But because of that, we thought, okay, so maybe there he would be made, that it's considered to be gibel, even just putting the mayim, because that's the derech, that's all you could do. That's why we came to learn that, no, actually it says beferish, that al libid rabbi Yosef, rabbi Yehuda says you can even the chatchila put mayim into morsim. What we didn't realize is that because of that, according to rabbi Yosef, rabbi Yehuda, you could actually be megabel morsim, because there's no more gibel shayach to it. It's not, so there's even more makeup. Not more machmer, like we thought perhaps yesterday, when it comes to Mursa. So today, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Goblimet HaKali. Now, Kali is not Mursa. Kali is, you will recall, the parched grain, which are roasted in the, like something like popcorn kind of thing, or puffed wheat kind of a grain. They're roasted over a fire. And that type of kemach that's made from that is called Kimcha Davshuna. And you make a drink out of it. They used to make this a liquidy mixture, which was called shetita. So it says that in the Braita, in Govlin et HaKali, v'yesh omrim Govlin, there's some who say that you can actually mix this kind of special flour of the ground grains like that. And who would that be, do you think? Mani yesh omrim, omre chisa, yup, it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But you should know that it was not matir, doing it the way you would normally do it. He held that you could do it as long as you made a shinui, that it shouldn't be the derech that you do it b'chol. So how do you deal with the mishani, and how would that be, eich mishani? On Rav Chista, you make a little bit of it at a time, instead of all, or just a little bit about what you're about to drink it out. So you make al yad hayad. And there are also moda that you can be bochashin et hashatit, and you can actually use a type of it was a type of fork-like kind of thing that they used to stir up the shatit, which would be the equivalent of gibul for shatit, where it's mixed with all types of interesting things. It's water and oil and salt, and together with a sprinkling of this stuff. And you could mix that on the Shabbos itself. And you could even drink zeitum ha-mitzri, which is the kind of beer that they made in Mitzrayim, because it, even though you are drinking it as a refuah, and it was used as refuah, many people drink it stock. You know, they get into it, and therefore, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, something that can be had not for refuah is also mutter for you to take, even though you need it as a refuah. Asks the Gemara, but I thought we learned that in Govlin, as I say, beferish, that you're not allowed to be Govel, and we answer Lokasha. Now, this is very, very Nogea, things like baby food, where you do make a belila rakah on Shabbat. So you mix a lot. You can put in some of that rice powder. You mix it with water. But it doesn't turn into something solid. You give it to the child where it's a belila rakah, where it's liquided. So the lakasha haba avah haba rakah. It depends whether you're making a thick or a loose mix. And even there, when you're govel together, here it's the shatit, or you govel that baby stuff, you can only do it if you make a shinui. And what would be called a shinui? In that case, Eichemishane. Omer of Yosef, well, the norm is that during the week, you would put the vinegar in first. And then, vinegar including the other ingredients, the water and the oil, and then you put in the shatit. In Shabbat, you start with the mix, like what we have, it would look like. Yeah, this ground up stuff, it looked like a powder. So you put in the powder, it's really a type of kemach, it was made out of these parched grains. And then you put in the liquid. Levi, Levi once walked in, he was the son of Vunabachia. He once walked into the stables on Shabbat, and he found that the gavlah, the benashia, the guy in charge of making the animal feed and taking care of the animals in Shabbat, that he would made the mixture. He was a gavlah. He mixed the mursin with water on Shabbos. And then he would suffer leilaturim. And he force-fed the shor. Now, we learned before, you're not allowed to force-feed. And he thought that you weren't allowed to do gibel under any circumstances, Levi thought, even though it is mutter to do with a shinoi. And he thought that this guy was just being over on every way on Shabbos. So he gave him a good kick in the rear. And batashpet, because you're not supposed to be megabel according to anybody, he thought. His father came along and found him beating the guy up. So Otavu Ashkeshek, Omar Levi, so he told Levi, listen, not so hasty. Oti Omar Avu, the Imak, your maternal grandfather, quoted Rav, by the way, who was his maternal grandfather? Mama? That was Rabbi Meir Bar Abba. Anyway, getting back to the story. Anyway, his maternal grandfather said that Govlin Velo Maspik, that it's true that you're not allowed to force it down, but you can mix it with a shinoi. And we're going to talk, and this guy was being Mashana, so you shouldn't beat him up for that. And what is that lo masfin? Are there any rules to that? Yes, because the truth is, sometimes you can get a very young animal that is not yet able to eat on its own. So as a trait, just learning how to eat, and it's between the suckling stage and the eating stage. The first poor attempts at eating, it's not going to get any nourishment. And then what the human manager would do is he would force it down. And that's the pshat. There you could be maspin. So the low logic position, mahalkitin, even though we said before, a mahalkitin, what we mean over here is that you put it in a place where it could be mazir. And that way we were matzir before. So if you put it beyond in a place where an adult who already knew how to eat would have shlita on the beit apli, and he could force it out again. So even though the child, in this case, is not able to do that, that's just because he's not used to using those muscles, like a human infant. And therefore, it's considered to be included in the heter, because it's not called the normal force feeding, and therefore it would be okay. But when we said that you're allowed to mix it, of course, animili with the mishani, it's only if you do it in a different way, just like we said by the shatit. So how would you be mishani mixing morsel? Instead of whipping it up, which is the way you normally mix these powdery kind of things, or things that don't mix well, you just move the spoon shetiva erev. Of course, these are all halakas that we do for these unusual cases where you need to make something for a baby or something. So instead of mixing it normally, you put the spoon in first from right to left, take it out, and put it in from top to bottom, which is a very clumsy way of mixing. Ask the Gemara, clumsy, it doesn't even work. Hello, Ma'avid Shapir. You're not going to be mixed proper Marv Shapir, your Mursan. So says Rav Yehuda, well, the truth is that before she explained that Rav Yehuda is not coming to argue, but that what Abaya is saying is that if you have a small amount that you mix, it will mix that way. So you're not going to be able to mix enough for an animal, but in cases where you're mixing more for any other purposes, it's just clumsy, but you can get it to mix. If you have a lot of stuff, what you could do is you could shake it up in the kli. So you shake the kli until it's finally mixed, which is clumsier than whipping it up, but nonetheless will work. Now, kativa pinkase de zeira, there used to be, they used to keep notebooks. Of course, notebooks were very clumsy themselves in those days because they were large plates that you would write on that were connected to each other with, you know, leather thongs and so on. Not exactly an iPad. But anyway, they used to keep notes. And remember that's it. All of the, as the Rambam writes, people would keep notes for themselves, but those notes were not allowed to be used for teaching purposes. So afterwards, when they were Masada to Gemara, they were being over on the Yisra, writing the entire Shabbat. So they would copy over some of these pinkasim into the Gemara if the halachas were interesting. So in the pinkas of Zeirin, it wrote like this. I told my Rebbe, Amarit Kodem Rebbe, by the way, who was his Rebbe? Manu, that was Rebbe Chia. Anyway, back to what it said. So he wrote, Mahu Legabel. I asked him, are you allowed to mix things? And he said, no, you're not allowed to. Oh, sir. So you paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda. And then I asked him, Mao lefarek. Now Rashi learns that lefarek means, like the mission we had earlier, where you're going to move from one animal's trough to another animal's trough. And we said that that's not a problem because an animal's not, muk doesn't, is not discussed, is not mois in the other animal's food. But Tosfos Tainis, but that's a Beferish Mishnah. Why in the world would he ask the Rebbe a Beferish Mishnah? That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Tosfos explains lefarek means if you pour from one trough to the other and thereby it gets mixed. That's the point. Is that considered to be a valid shinui? And it's part of the original question. Mao de Gabel in this fashion. And he said, that's okay. That's mutter. Amar of Menashe. Now, chad kamechad, trei kamechrei, shapridam. Plata kamechrei is asa. So what he wrote was that if you have one thing in front of that you're normally going to put into an animal, you could put in front of an animal on Shabbos. Two that we're eating in one avos, you could also put on Shabbos. But talata kamitarte, since normally that's not, it's about a lot of tircha to put three separate troughs in front of two animals, you're not allowed to do. Talata kamitre also. Rav Yosef Amar Kav, Afilu kavayim, even a lot of food. Ula says, kur afilu kurayim, which is a tremendous amount of tircha. Nonetheless, it's mutter if that's what it is that you need to feed this animal on Shabbos. You don't have to do it a little bit at a time. Now, on Levi's Pinkas, it was found that it said, Amarit kadam Rebbe, I said to my Rebbe, by the way, who is his Rebbe? Man, that is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Anyway, back to what it said. I mentioned to him that in Bavel, they would be gavlin shatita b'bavel, they would do the gibel of the shatita, which we said before. Now that was only the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. And they followed Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe didn't like the psak of Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. I'll leave it to Rabbon. And you're not allowed to be Magava Shatita. Shatita in Bavel was very popular. So to tell them not to make Shatita would be like telling people not to open Coke bottles. I mean, that's ridiculous. There's got to be some way around that.
That's going to happen.
If Avit Sovak Rebbe was so angry about this. Who was his Rebbe again? Rebbe Nakodesh. Oh, yeah. Al Da'avit Gavin Shatita. He was very upset that they were doing this in Bavel. But nobody listened to him. Late Shmiale, nobody listened to Rebbe's complaints about Shatita. He didn't have the keach to insist that it was osur and to make a big to-do about it because they were all following Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So he couldn't go and say, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, no good, don't follow him. So he was left with the reality of de facto heter of making Shatita on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi had a little pinkas that had a lot of astrology stuff on it. And the question is whether any of this makes any sense or is valid when it comes to Ben Yisrael, all of this mazel stuff. So anyway, on his pinkas, it said, I'm on the Bechad B'Shabbat, a guy who's born on a Sunday will be a man without anything but one. V'lo chodabe. He'll be a real monomaniac. What is that supposed to mean? V'lo chodabe. He won't have one good thing? Is that what you mean? Not one good thing? I mean, Ravashi said I was born on a Sunday. I imagine Ravashi's got one good thing, you know? I mean, this is considered to be a pretty good guy. So, Anabachad B'Shabbat Ha'avid. Ela, maybe it means mono, meaning Lav Chadal Abishu. Nothing will be wrong. But didn't Ravashi point out, you want to really worry about your mazel? Just know that I was born on the same day as Dimi Bar Kokusta. Okay, both of us were born on the Sunday. Now, I became Rosh Yeshiva, and he became the head of the mafia. So, I mean, yes, we were both very successful.
Some would say it's the same thing.
Exactly. So it could be either Kula Lativo or Kula Labisha. Maybe it means he's mono in the sense of he's mono good or mono bad, but definitely a mono maniac. Haiman de betray B'Shabbat. Now, if you were born on a Monday, you're going to be an angry man. Why is that? Because that was the day of Machlokas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters and Mayim HaYonim from the Mayim HaTachtonim, and it's Yirakia. And that was terrible, because all Machlokas comes from Mondays. To my time of the Fligu Bei Maya. Haimande Betlata B'Shabbat. If you're born on a Tuesday, you're going to be a rich playboy. So you'll be a Gavar Atir, but you'll also be Zanoi. Why is that? My time of, because that's the day that the Asavim, they grow really fast and get very, very rich. That's the symbol for richness. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said, be careful about mixing genes to the Asabim, clearly it'll also be a playboy. Now, Haiman, the Bi'arba, they figured out on themselves. You want to be a tzaddik, that's your problem. But I'm not telling you. Rashi gives other explanations also, because just on this high fertility rates of Asavim is itself a reference to being sexy. But this is a very beautiful pshat, that it's connected to the actual Maisaberation. Haiman Darbar, Babi Shabbat, if you're born on a Wednesday, you're gonna be a bright Chacham Vanoyer, bright, shiny, brilliant guy. We use even in English, use the metaphor for intelligence to shine. Brilliance, brightness. Okay. Why is that? Because that was the day that the sun was hung in the sky. It's going to be very bright. You know, it's going to be shiny. If you were born on a Thursday, then you're going to be somebody who is a gemel chasad. Why is that? Because the dagim and ofot, I mean, these are things that live so freely. You know, always have what to eat. There's always algae available and so on. So they live off of chasadim. It's a sign that your soul is a chesed soul. If you were born on Male Shabbat, you will be a Gever Chazran. You'll always be looking. Renakwari says, means always looking for mitzvahs, because that's what people do. Erev Shabbos is always busy preparing for Shabbos. No way out of it. No matter how long Erev Shabbos is, you're always busy the whole day doing something for Shabbos, right? So, okay, so that's a sign that that's what you will be. I'm on the Shabbat, Yahi. A man born on Shabbos will have to die on Shabbos. Why is that? Because they were Mechalel, the Yuma Rabba, the Shabbat, for him, he deserves to die on a Shabbat. Omar Rabba Barav Shila, just the opposite. This guy will be a Kaddisha Rabba Yitkar. What do you do on Shabbat? To make Kiddush Rabba. This guy, of course, I might have been born on Shabbat. But he will be called, he will be called a very holy man. Omar lo Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina was there when they were reading over this stuff from the notebook. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he said, will you go please back and tell Bar Levi, cut out all this superstition. It has nothing to do with the day you were born. It's all about the hour you were born. Lo mazel yom garim, it's the mazel of the shor garim. So as we saw earlier, we have the seven mazelot and a chozer, and here's how it goes. If you were born under the sign of the sun, so I'm on the Bahama, you'll be a bright guy. Not only bright, but listen, the sun doesn't need energy from anybody else. It's the main source of energy in the system, right? So therefore, he will live on his own power, but he's got a problem. If he wants to be a burglar, it's not Kedai. Why? Because the sun shines and it can't hide anything. You just point your instruments at the sun, you know everything that's going on in there, and there's no way for the sun to hide. Even deep in its interior, we'll figure out all of its secrets. So Razoi Galai. Therefore, no instrument. And therefore, if he's going to be a burglar, he will not be Matzliach. So choose another profession.
Is it that he would reveal, or it would be?
No, it will be revealed. So if he wants to be a ganav, lo mitzlach. He won't have Atzlocha. Choose another profession.
All these just reveals if he doesn't.
We're going to talk about the whole issue at the end. I'm on the Bekochav Noga. So anybody who's born under the sign of Venus, he's going to be a really sexy guy, obviously, and he'll also be rich. And that's the Gavar Atir, but Zanayeh. My time of Mishum Deit Yali Be Nura. That's like, you know, the sign of fire. Fire is the Yetzer Hara and so on. Haiman de Bekochav. If he's under Mercury, well, then he will be bright and smart, because, listen, Mercury orbits so close to the sun, we call it the sun's personal secretary. So it's the Safra of the Chama, in which case obviously he's moving much faster than the other planets because so close to the sun. And because of that, this guy's also going to be very Zorius and responsive. You know? If he was born under the sign of the moon, poor moon. The moon has to be so veil, you know, all kinds of Mirian, terrible Tsoros. Poor moon has to wax and wane. So it's constantly, and it's dependent on the sun. It builds, and then it breaks. You know, so he'll be also, anything he builds will end. He'll make a business. The business will end up failing. You'll be satir, and he builds again. Dependent on the sun, and therefore he's going to eat things. He's going to be dependent on other people. On the other hand, the moon is a symbol of mystery. So the rosin of the moon, everything is covered. Therefore, he would do well as a burglar. So if he's a ganav, he will be matzliach. Now, if he was born under the sign of Saturn, course, Saturn remarkably is Shabtai, which is Shabbat, which is Saturn day, which is Saturday, Shabbat day. How do you like that? So if he was born under the sun of Shabtai, then he will be a guy which is Shoveit, which means either Machshavte Betelin, his plans will be Shoveit, that would become Batel, or others say anybody who has bad things to plan on him will be Batel. It depends how you read it, you know. If you were born under Jupiter, then you'll be a tzaddik, because it's tzaddik, you know. Tzaddik gavar tzaddikat. Runach v'yetzik, because that means he's a tzaddikan b'mitzvot. Now, suppose he was born under Mars. Oh, Mars, as the centaur said, is bright tonight. So what would that mean? He will be a gevar ashidam. He's going to be a blood spiller. Well, you know, he could be a blood taker for Kupat Cholim. So he could be an umna. Or he could be a ganav that kills people. Or he could be a sheikh. Or he could be a male, you know. So it's really up to you how you want to use your natural tendencies. Omar Rabba, I don't know what this means. I was born under Madim, and I don't do any of the above. Omar Rabba, oh, yes, you do. Mar Nami Anish Fakat, you get mad at people and they drop dead and everything, you're also a murderer. Itmar Rabbi Chanina Omar. Look, Mazel Machdim, Mazel Mashir, V'yesh Mazal Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanina says, look, I mean, you see people, they're born, they're just intelligent from birth. You know, these people just matzliach. Other people, no matter what they do, they fail. I mean, there's no way out of it. It's just weird. But there's just like this karma. And obviously, it affects Yisrael as well. Karma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, nonsense. Ein mazal Yisrael. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Shitato. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein mazal Yisrael. Shalom Amar, Ko Amar Hashem, El Derech Hagoyim Al Tilmadu, Umiotot HaShamayim Al Techatu, Ki Yechatu Hagoyim Yehima. This kind of stuff, that's all for the Goyim. You people, my children, have to worry about this nonsense. You don't have to worry about it. They'll worry about it. Why should Jews worry about such things? Rav also held Ein Mazal Yisrael. Don't remember if you remember Rav. Minayin she'ein mazal Yisrael. Shemek says that Avram Avinu, when he was told that he was going to have children, as he said, Ein li lo natata zera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry about it. Shemek, vayotzi oto chutza. So this means like this. Avram Avinu had said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein li lo natata zera, it's ben beiti yoreshati, it's going to be my servant, it's going to be my heir. I'm a little ridiculous. Love. It's going to be your own child, says Avram Takarish Boku, but Ribono Shel Olam. You know, I'm a very good astrologer. And I can say that I'm not destined to have a son. Says Akarish Boku to him, you're beyond this silly way of looking at things. Now that I've chosen you, Ein Mazal Yisrael, what's your problem? Your problem is that you saw Tzedek, which is your mazel. It was in the West, and the West is cool, so you don't have enough energy to have children. And so that's ridiculous. I'll take Jupiter and throw it to the East. You think I got problems? I need to me, your Mimizrach Tzedek, you see? Who is the one who turned Tzedek and put it up into the East? Yikra'eo l'raglokar's broker could just call Tzedek, and we'll switch around the world. No problem. I mean, even Superman can go back in time by turning the planet on the way. So what's the problem? See that? Great minds. Midishmul. Now we see Midishmul Nami Ein Mazal Yisrael. It's clear that Shmuel also held the same thing, because Shmuel and Avlet, remember Avlet was his friend who was the Goya Shechacha, and they were sitting around and having a chat, and meanwhile some guys are walking by going out to chop down some reeds in the Agam. In the swamp, so Abel says Shmuel, see that guy? That guy's going to go and he's not coming back. Tarek lechivya omayet, he's going to be bitten by a snake, he's going to die right there. Says Shmuel, yeah, but that's only if he's a goy. If he's a Jew, you'll see, he's going to go and he's going to come back. Anyway, they're sitting there and talking, sure enough, they all come back. So Avot says, what? Outrageous. He goes, runs over to the guy, takes off the pile of reeds that the guy had on his back, spills it out on the ground, and there is this giant poisonous snake that has been cut into two pieces by the knife that the guy had used to cut down the reeds. So Shmuel said to him, no, obviously there was a schus that you had to be saved from the snake. What have you done today? So my avarita, Omar said, yeah, I'll tell you, actually I did do something nice today. We had a group, you know, where every day our minhag was, when instead of going out and paying $8 for a Starbucks coffee and a ridiculous Kind bar, we figure we'll just mix our food together, you know, and one of us would collect from everybody else, and then we'd spread it out, and we'd all eat it. So I've been Marina Riftabari Adaribaklina. And what happened today is one of my friends, Ika Khadmin Adlavali Rifta, he just wasn't able to afford to bring anything to the kitty today. He was very embarrassed, Avika Mirza. So I said, listen, guys, I'm going to do the collecting today, even though it wasn't my turn. But I, Amina Luz, I announced to everybody, I'm doing collecting today. I'm the Kain of Armina. So when I got to that guy, I pretended to collect from him, but I put in my own bread, an extra portion, to take his place. So Shavoy Nafshoy, I pretended, command the Shekili Minei, Keich Lelif, so I didn't want him to be embarrassed. So Shmuel said, oh, you did a mitzvah, that's what saved you. The people think tzedakah tatzil mimavet means, nah, if you were destined to die, it's not going to change anything. It's only if some crazy thing happened to me, tam mishunah, then it'll save you. But that's not true. Tzedakah tatzil mimavet means not only mimita mishunah, it will be matzil from death itself. By the way, Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. Rabbi Akiva Nami ain mazal Yisrael, because Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, and the astrologers said to him when she was born that the day that she goes to the chuppah, she's going to be bitten by a snake and she's going to die. As her whole life, he was so worried about this, you know. And Avi de Iga Milta Tuva. So that day that she went to the chuppah, she comes back from the chuppah, and she had this pin that she was wearing, a beautiful pin, you know, when she's getting undressed. She stuck it into the wall. So she had a place in the wall with a little hole that you would hold up the pin by putting the sharp part of the pin into the wall. And she was dotsta beguda. She put it into the wall, and it just so happened that it went directly into the eye of a snake and killed it. In the morning, when she's taking her pin out to put it on, along with the pin comes out the body of the snake. She tells her father. So her father asked, what did you do to be zeicha to such a nace? She said, well, you know, during the chasna, the tanya, last night, there was an oni, and it come to the door, and he was shouting, I want something to eat. I went, nobody paid any attention. I was so busy at the chasna, nobody even paid, noticed that. I was the only one who noticed it. So I tore it kuliyama v'suudat v'lekad shami. Nobody heard. So I got up and I took my own portion from my own wedding and I gave it to him. And I gave it to him. You have to nail it anyway. The chassid kallah never read. I think what that. Oh my! So he said, oh, mitzvah about it. You did this amazing mitzvah. Nafak Rabbi Akiva and gave the same drasha. Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. This doesn't mean mimavet. This means lo mimita mishunah, like people think. It means it saves even from your destined death. That's because here the Chaldeim had said she was going to die that night.
Why wouldn't he tell her to make sure he didn't miss her that day since he knew ahead of time?
Ah, then it wouldn't save. Mid Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Nami ain mazal Yisrael. We see also the same story. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak's mother had been told about her child. So the Chaldei said, your son is going to be a ganav. There's nothing you can do. So what did she do? She never allowed him to walk around without a kippah from the day he was born. She kept his head covered, and Lo Shafakti Giluy Resha, and she would tell him, she didn't tell him the truth. He had no idea why she was so crazy. Like all the other kids go around without a yarmulke when you go to shower, you know. But she insisted this is her thing. He thought of some kind of superstition. So she said, Kasi Resha, keep your head covered. You should have the fear of the Lord upon you. And then she would daven all the time. Oh boy, Rachme. Now, obviously, she didn't want it to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the best thing you can tell a kid. You're destined to be a murderer. You know, this is wonderful. So she never told him. So lo have a yoda, Micah Amrale. He had no idea why his mother was crazy. Anyway, you know, exactly. It's a yumachat. One day, he is sitting, and he's learning underneath a palm tree with dates and everything over his head. And the wind came, and nafaglima meiluration is the covering fell off of his head. He looks up at the palm tree. He sees these beautiful dates. Jumps up, and alma yitzras yitzrahora got on him. Solik paskele kibur bishene. He came up, put the whole cluster of dates that didn't belong to him in his mouth. Was about to chomp, and suddenly it occurred to him: now it all makes sense. Anyway, so this, the question over here of Mazel Yisrael, a lot of discussion,
Did it keep the same thing, or did it just continue?
No. So basically, the idea is that these are, a lot of Rishonim discuss the difference, first of all, the Yisrael as a klal, which is no Mazel at all, and Yechidim that are Jewish, in which there are obviously... There are ways that people are, you know, you find them this way. There's accident-prone people. There's people that are happy dispositions, unhappy disposition. But what it means is that these are netiot. These netiot, the main choice that you have is how you're going to use these netiot. And all of them, as Rav Ashi pointed out, look, you could be a Rosh Yeshiva, or you could be the head of the mafia. I mean, that's, you know, but that's not to say that there's no mazel at all. Other Rishonim say, even if there is a mazel, you could be mitpalel, and through zchuyot, as in this case, or tefillah, like the mother here, you can change that mazel and make it something that works for you. So it means, ultimately, there's nothing that locks you into anything. And now, a word from our president.
Look, the Mishnah.
Mechatchinat adeluim lifnei abeima, getting back to issues that we discussed earlier. Mechatchinat adeluim, you're allowed to cut up pumpkins in front of the beima for making them easy to eat, and that was the machlokes we had earlier, whether you're tereach at something that is an eichlin, or whether you can only be mash v'yeichlin, vice versa. It was yesterday's machlokes. Here is the Mishnah. We had two different ways of understanding it. Is it diluim lifnei abeima v'tan nevela lifnei haklavim? Diluim similar to nevela, or nevela similar to diluim? And we're talking about elephant meat. Okay, that was our machlokes yesterday, which we decided. You can't cut up a nevela simply because it's muktzah. Of course, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon argues and says that he doesn't hold of muktzah except under very special circumstances, which we spoke about and will continue to speak about today. Muktzah machlas chisaron kis, or muktzah machlas yisr chutzman aner adolei poto Shabbat. But Rabbi Yehuda has a very broad definition of muktzah. So anything, lefisha einam ena mukhan, anything that was not prepared for Erev Shabbat to be used. Over here, this thing was alive, and now that it died, therefore you can't use it for the kelev. Itmar omar ula halachik Rabbi Yehuda, ula paskin lachumra, that it needs to be ena mukhan. We also know that Rav held of Rabbi Yehuda as well. The Rav Asar, remember at the machlokas of the coverings that were made out of these thick reeds to cover the shipments on boats, so they would keep it covered to protect it from the water. So according to Rav, it was Asar because it wasn't Mukhan to be used for anything but the cover. The Yasser, Shmuel was Mahatir, my group Shimon. The Avalevi Savar Loch Rabbi Yehuda, because Levi, Kavi Maita Trefot and Kavi Vyumatava, if someone would bring a Shaila of meat that was shechted on Yontav that might be Trefa, he refused to look at the meat to see whether it was Trefa or not, unless he was in a place where he could just drop it, and then it would be in the garbage on the spot. So he would only be Roya the Trefas, Elokiyotav Akil Kalita, where he was sitting on the area where people would dump things anyway. That way it wouldn't be Mitlotal on Yantav. The Omar, because he said, you know, what if it turns out to be Tref? Dilmalomit Kashra. In which case, it wouldn't be Mutter, even the Klovim, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, because since the intent had been to shecht it for people, so it was Mukhan La Adam. Mukhan La Adam, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, is not Mukhan La Klovim. So therefore, would be muktzah to use at all. So I'm not going to look at it. Then people will carry it. If we could drop it here, I'll look at it. Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Shimon, and Zeiri also Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah, Titzan Beima Shemeta Lo Yezizena Bimekoma. As far as the Mishnah, how do we know Zeiri? Because the Mishnah says you can't move an animal that died. And Zeiri said, yeah, but that's only if it's Behemat Kodashim. Because then you can't feed it to the dogs, because you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. But Kulin, Shaper Domi, even though Alib Rabbi Yehuda, obviously it's not Mukhan, he pasked Lukula. And the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan also pasked like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan pasked like Rabbi Shimon. I thought Rabbi Yochanan pasked like a Stam Mishnah. Mi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Och Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Och Gistam Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Beitza says, Ein Mevakin Eitzimena Korot, you are not allowed to cut wood from a pile of beams that were going to be used in a building project, or if a korah breaks on Yontif, you can't use the broken pieces because it's muktzah. So how could he paskin? And that's Rabbi Yehuda. How could he paskin like Rabbi Shimon? No, that's because Rabbi Yochanan had the girsa in that Mishnah in Beitzah. That divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda matnila. So according to him, it was a dat yachid. But I mean, what about the other Toshma? Matchilim beiram ma'arim atateven. You're allowed to take a pile of teven, but not etzim shebamukta. You can't take things that are set aside behind your house to use for heating during the winter and throw it into your tanur now. He learns that that's talking about the arze ve'ashuchi. That's very expensive wood he's learning. Not that it was made for heating. That was Muktamach v'schisaron kis. And Muktamach v'schisaron kis is one of the few categories of Mukta that even Rabbi Shimon is moda, and if it's set aside. Well, how about this? Toshma? Ein mashkin v'shochatin etan mitbariyot. Avo mashkin v'shochatin etan baitot. It says beferish in the Mishnah that you cannot give animals to drink and check them on the Yontif if they're mitbariyot that come in only once in a while because you weren't setting them aside before. Only those that live at home can you check. So that's clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it is. And the reason that Rabbi Yochanan did not paskin like this is not because it wasn't a Stam Mishnah, but because there's another Stam Mishnah that he relied on. And that was the Mishnah we had before, where Stam Achrina Ashkach, where Beit Shammai Amrim Magbimi Al HaShulchan HaTzamot V'Klipin, Beit Hillel Amrim Misalek HaTabla Kulo Minara. Now remember that the gears that we had in the Mishnah had Beit Hillel being Machmir not to take off the nutshells or inedible bones from a table. You'd have to shake off the tablecloth. But he learned the Mishnah like Reb Nachman. Because on Reb Nachman, our Kabbalah is that this Mishnah is backwards. And Anu in Lanu, Ela Beit Shammai K'Reb Yehuda, U Beit Hillel K'Reb Shimon, in which case you'd be allowed to remove from the table the Klipin and the Atzamot. And if that's the case, then obviously Beit Shammai B'Makom Beit Hillel in a Mishnah. So this turns out to be a Stam Mishnah that's telling me Halacha K'Reb Shimon. And that's how we paskin. Now, in general, now that we're at the end of the Masechet, we might as well tell you that Pligibar Ravach and Ravina, in this entire Masechet, Charma B'chola Shabbat Kula, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The only place where we're machmer is Muktzu Machmat Mius. And that was the Sugya of Ner Yashan. And one of them said, no, not true. Even in Muktzu Machmat Mius, we also paskin like Rabbi Shimon that it's Mutter. Only Muktzu Machmat Isur, which is Ner Shidliku Bobota Shabbat. But when it comes to Muktzu Machmat Chisaron Kis, so Rabbi Shimon holds, once the fire is out, it's not a problem. We paskin lochoma. And Muktzu Machmat Chisaron Kis, it's not that we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it's that even Rabbi Shimon is made that. Tzlan kolak elim nitalim b'Shabbat, chutz mimasar hagadol v'yatecha machresha, which are a professional saw that you don't want to use for anything else because even a slight dent in the saw is going to mess it up. And the very carefully calibrated blade of a plow, which you wouldn't dare use for anything else because you don't want it to bend. Turn around. Ein govlim et akali, v'yeshomrim govlim man yeshomrim, om rav chisra b'yez rabbi yodi, v'animili, hu de meshani, hek meshani, om rav chisra, a little bit at a time, you know, yala yala. Shonin shaboch, hashinat hashatit b'shabbat, v'shotim zeytum ha-mitzri, even for refuah, because other people will stop drinking. Now, this is about making the shot. I thought we said ingovli, lokasha, haba avaha baraka. And even when we're matir baraka, hanimilu de mishani. And how do you do that? Omrav Yez, well, b'chol, you would first be notin at achomets v'chakach notin at ashatit. So on Shabbat, first put in the powder, and then put in the chomets. Levi, brother, so he gave him a kick in the rear. By the way, who was that? That was a Rimon Bar Abba. Oh, yeah. Govlin v'lo mashapin. And if an animal is all lucky, belishne, so then you could be malkitin, even though that's going to get him to swallow. V'hani mele yudu mishani on the gibel. Eche mishani. But then it's not going to mix very well, no? Lomar of Shapir. So you could be Menar the Kli from the outside. Who was that, by the way? Oh, yeah. Mao le Gabel. And he told me, oh, sir. And then I asked him, Mao le Farek, and he told me, Mutter. Omer Rabbi Menashe, Chakam Echad, Trekam Echad, Shapir Domi. Talata commentary also. Rav Yosef Amar Kav Afilu Kavayim Ulo Amar Kur Afilu Kuraim. Now, on Levi's Pinkas, they found Amorit Kodem Rabbi. By the way, who was his Rabbi? That was Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, yeah, yeah. Al Davi Gavon Shatita Babovel. And boy, was he mad. Vavitzovach Rabbi. Who was that again? Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Al Davi Gavon Shatita. Valet the Shomale. Valet Chela Biyada Lameser, because he couldn't, you know, just be Mavatel, the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbuda. Everybody was being Samechon. Kotava, because of the Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Hi, man. The Bechad Bishaba. What do you mean, lo chodabe? You know, had nothing good about him? Omer of Ashi, ana b'chad b'shaba avoy. Maybe it means nothing bad about him. Omer of Ashi, ana v'dibi bar kakusta, the famous ganav. We were both born b'chad b'shaba, and we're both kings, you know. I'm king of the yeshiva, he's king of the mafia. So ana melech, and he's a resh ganvet. Ela ikule latava ikule labisha. Hi, my debitarte Shabbos. Who will be a very mad guy, kind of guy? Ye give her agzan. My debitarte the fliege be maya. Hi, my debitlata b'shaba. Ye give her atir v'zanai. My time up. Mishum the yivur be'asabi. Hi, my debarbe b'shaba. We give her chokhem v'noir. My time up. Iti bo morot. Hi, my debchamisha b'shaba. We'll be give her gomle chasadim. My time mishum the yivur be'dagim v'afot. Hi, my debemale shabbat. We give her chazran. Omra nachba Yitzchak. This means a chazran ba mitzvot. Hi, my debishabata. If a guy like that yehi, b'shabata yamut. Why? Al da'achilo alui yuma rabba de shabata. Omar rabba barav shila. Yeah, but he's going to be called a great and holy man, you know? Kadisha rabba yitkari. Amala rabbi chanina poku omale lavar levar. Superstitious nonsense. Lo mazal yom gorim. Only the mazal v'shah is gorim. I man de bechama. Bo be agafa zavtini. And if he is a ganav, he'll never be successful. Will be a giver noyer v'chochim. Why? Safra the chamavu. Hi, man de bilavana. Ne giver sovil mirin, poor guy. Benoy v'satir. Satir of anoy. Ocho de lo delay. Shatir de lo delay. But at least Razoy Kassians, if he wants to be a ganav, he'll have a lot of atzlocha. Hi, man de b'shaptai. Will be a giver that machshavtei b'teilim. Rather say, anybody who's machashiv alay. Will be betailing. Hi, man, the betzedek will be a giver tzatken. Omre machreizim is tzatken be mitzvot. Hi, man, the bamaadin, ye giver ashidama. Omre vashi, well, he could be an umna, or he could be a murderer, a ganva, he could be a tabak, he could be a mayal. Rabbi says, I don't know, I'm none of the above. Ana bamaadim avoid. Omre bain, oh, you kill people all the time. Mar nami anish vikatil. Itmar Rabbi Chanina Amar Mazal Machkin Mazal Ma'ashir V'yesh Mazal Yisrael Rabbi Yochan Amar Ein Mazal Yisrael V'yaz Rabbi Yochan L'taymi D'yomar Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Dein Mazal Yisrael Shema Koba Hashem El Derech Agoyim Al Tilmadu Mi'otot HaShamayim Al Techatu Ki Yechatu Agoyim Mihem Ahem Yechatu, not you. The Avrav Savari Mazal Yisrael, the Marav Yonam Rav, Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael, Shema Vayotzer To Achutza. Omer Avraham, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Beiti Yoresh Oti. Omer, nonsense, Yimashir Yetzi Mimeyecha. Omer, Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Nistakati Vitztagninut Sheli, Eini Ro'u Lo Lidben. Omer, Leitzei Vitztagnut Shelcha, In Mazal Yisrael. What's your problem? Dekoy Tzedek B'marav. So I'll be my runner with Minalei b'Mizrach. B'ayinu d'ktiv mi yeir b'Mizrach tzedek. Nami, it's clear that in Mazal Yisrael, because Shmuel and Avlet were once sitting having a little chat, and Havikazi anechinish la'agma. Omele Avlet l'Shmuel, Poor guy, he'll never come back. Hazavalati, he's going to be bitten by a snake and die. You'd think they would do something about it. No, it's like the photographers of wildlife, you know. Omrei Shmuel, well, Ibar Yisrael Avi Hazavalati. Anyway, they're sitting around. Sure enough, the guy comes back. Come, Avlet Shati Latune, and he finds a snake neatly cut in half by the very knife that cut down the Kanim, the Chartiguvi. Omele Shmuel, okay, tell me what you have done today. Omele, well, Kol Yumav and Ramina Rifta Bari Adari, Viachlina, Viena Aveika Chadmina, Delavele Rifta, and he was so embarrassed. Amina Loana, so I volunteered. Today, Ana Kaimna Varimna. When I got to this guy, Yabate Lagavai Shavoin Avshay, as if I took something from him, but I really put in my own stuff. Kechla Lixif. Said Shmuel, ah, mitzvah avadeta, nafak Shmuel v'darash, which is daka tatzil mimavet. This doesn't mean mimita mishuna. It means even from your destiny, mimita tzma. Umed Rabbi Akiva, also it's clear, imazal Yisrael. The Rabbi Akiva avile barta, amrile kaldoi, the very day that she goes into her chuppah, she will be bitten by a snake and die. Havide yiga milta tuva, so we yuma verkupa shakalte la magbanata. That's the begudit rami tiatev. Right beine de chivia. In the morning, she takes out her pin, and out comes the body of the snake. Havika sarvati chivia batra. Amala avua. What did you do to be zeich to such a race? Amrale. Well, during the chasen last night, ata ania vekara abava vavitrikuli amabesudat, and nobody was paying any attention, and like a shaman. So I got up and I took the Ristanai, the Avit Li, and I gave it to the Ani. Amala mitzvah about it. Nafag Rabbi Akiva Darash, Utsdaka Tatsil Mimavet, Velo Mimita Mishuna, Ela Mimita Tzma. Umen Rabbi Bar Yitzchak Nami in Mazal Yisrael. The Imen Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, Amalei Kaldoi, your son is going to be a Ganev. Lo Shavakti Geluya Reish Amalei. She would always tell him, Kasi Reishcha Kechda Avi Alachim to the Shmaya. And she used to pray, Ubay Rachmi. Lo Avi Yada Amaika Amalei. Yumachad Yativ Kagoris to Tidikla. Nafaglima Miluya Reisha. Dal Ene Vechazla Dikla Alme Yitzre Solik Paschal Kibore Bishine was about to chomp. And just in time, his mother came and put his yarmulke back on. Mechat chine tadilu in lifnei abeima v'yat anevela lifnei aklavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo et anevela m'erev Shabbat, it's asura l'fishena min amochan. Itmar amulo l'chak Rabbi Yehuda v'yav rav tzavar l'chak Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know? Because when it comes to the kakar yizuzi, rav was osa. Why was he osa on the ship covers? Shmuel shor. Rav Levi Saralok Rabbi Yehuda, because Levi, if they would have a shail of tarfut on Yantar, so he refused to even look at it unless they were already over the dump. What happens if it turns out not to be kosher? And then it's not Roya if you look off him, but that's only true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we see that he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, on the other hand, Paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And what was that? So is the Raziri, Savagar Rishim, Design. Beima Shemeta, Loyez, Zenobim, Mekoma, which sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Ziri said, no, it's starting by Beimat Kodashim, which are all the feet that are clothing. But Chulin is fine. So you know that it was Muchan, not Muchan, the clothing. Viaf Rabbi Yochan, like Rabbi Shimon. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that? I thought Rabbi Yochanan passed like a Stam Mishnah. And in Beitza, the Stam Mishnah says, Ein mevakin itzim min akorot velo min akorash nishbara miyanta. That's because Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah that that Mishnah ended with Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud. So it's a Das Yochi. Toshma, matchilin be'arei matatev and avalo be'etzem shebamukse. That's talking about arze v'ashulche, which are very expensive. That's mukse, machmas, chisaron, kiss of beautiful veneer wood, meant for furniture. There even Rabbi Shimon has made it. Toshma, ein mashkin v'shochtin et ha-midbariyot, avo bashkin v'shochtin et ha-bayatot. Rabbi Yochanan Stamach Rina Ashkar. According to him, Beit Shammai, our Mishnah that has Beit Shammai saying Magbi Me'al Shulchan Atzmot Bikulipin, and Beit Hillel saying, no, you can only be Mesabelik at the Tabla Kolom and Nahara. He went like Rav Nachman, who said, "Onu enlanu ele Beit Shammai k'Rabbi Yehuda, u'Beit Hillel k'Rabbi Shimon, and therefore it's Stam Mishnah for all intents and purposes was like Rabbi Shimon." Now, pligi bar Rav Acha Ravina, charam Rav Chol Shabbat kula. Every single halakha is like Rabbi Shimon, except Muktzeh Machlas Miyus, and that would be whether Metatel and Ner Yashan. V'chadama, even Muktzeh Machlas Miyus halakha Rabbi Shimon. The only thing he paskins otherwise is Muktzeh Machlas Iser. That's a Ner Shedliku Bobota Shabbat. Av Muktzeh Machlas Kisorin Kis, over there, even Rabbi Shimon would be made up. Tetzlan kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbat, chutz mi masar hagadol, and a yatei chomach harisha.